God says this, you have said, what's the use of serving God? What have we gained by obeying his commands or by trying to show the Lord of heaven's army that we are sorry for our sins? From now on, we will call the arrogant blessed, for those who do evil get rich, and those who dare God to punish them suffer no harm. Now, those who are looking strictly in the natural say, what do you mean? Have you ever heard somebody say, man, I'm doing all these things. I'm following God. I'm doing what I think I'm supposed to be doing, and nothing seems to be working. And I got my crazy cousin Bobby over there. He's living like the world. He's selling dope on every corner. He's slinging. He got women. He got money. He got this, that, and the other. And it seems like he's getting ahead. He says, all those, the things of this world compared to eternity are temporal. No matter how rich a person gets in this world, everything is temporal, which means it's temporary. In fact, it says this in Mark chapter 8, I believe it is in verse 34. He says, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? And what would he be willing to give in exchange for his soul? In other words, if you gain all the riches, you became the richest person in the world on this earth for the full 80 to 100 years. You was the richest person on the planet, but you never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Word of God says in Revelation chapter 3, talking about the church at Laodicea, they had all kind of money. They had all kind of riches. And they said, we are rich and we have all this wealth. We don't need anything else. And Jesus said to them, he says, but you don't realize that you are blind, you are poor. He even said, you are wretched. Now, in the natural, it seemed like they had everything. He says, but compared to the things of God, you are broken than the first set of the Ten Commandments that Moses dropped when he was going back down the mountain. God is saying this, if you place more value on the things of this world in this life, he says, you will have the things of this life, but you will lose the life he had for you because you made a decision to put everything else in front of him. He says, but when you put me in front of all these other things, you will gain the life I already had initially for you. He says, and it will be a life even so much greater than anything you could have ever asked for, thought, or imagined. He says, but it takes a decision on your part.